Welcome back. This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here recording another episode on another Friday night, December 6th, 2024, all things K-State sports on this particular podcast, from football all the way to men's and women's track and field coming up later on this spring. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much, and I mean thank you for continuing to listen to this podcast. Some of y'all have been following along throughout this transition period. Thank you so much for that, man. It's been something. It's been definitely something. But yeah, I'm just ready for just try to get through Christmas and the rest of this year, and hopefully, Lord willing, turn the page to 2025 on the athletic side. The women's soccer teams turn the page to a new era. We'll get to that in just a second. Again, if you're a new listener, appreciate you. Make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that alarm bell every time. I mean, every time we post content daily, including the weekends, including Thanksgiving. We post an episode on Thanksgiving, recapping one of the basketball games for women's basketball. So we did that. Almost forgot about it. But somehow, with the busy schedule that I have, went ahead and published it on Thanksgiving Day. So everything, all your team, your K-State Wildcats, every day. And again, thank you so much again. If you're a new listener, thank you. If you've been in and out, thank you. If you've been an everyday listener, which I highly suggest you do be an everyday listener. Thank you so much again. Whether you're listening in Manhattan or in KC or anywhere outside of that. So thank you so much again for listening to this podcast. All right, I did an episode, and first off, can't believe I didn't have mentioned this yet. We're going to do a moment of silence here for getting back into Colin Corbin for a few minutes here. Dana Dimmel, who, when I was in school, when I was a student at K-State, was the former K-State OC, unfortunately passed away last week. I want to say last weekend or sometime last week as well. I probably should do some more. I saw an article on it. I'm going to go back to it at some point. Maybe this weekend I should do something on that. Yeah, so we're going to take a few moments here to have a moment of silence for former OC and maybe that's another person. I'm thinking another worst person, but OC, definitely OC, under Bill Snyder, legend Bill Snyder, Dana Dimmel, former long-time OC, offensive coordinator here at K-State University, passed away recently. And so we're going to take a moment of silence to do that right now. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, recording another episode on this Friday evening here. Obviously, it was official. It's now official. Colin Corbin, your new women's... I almost said women's basketball, women's soccer head coach now, and officially she will start her new era pretty soon, obviously, and which puts an end to the Mike DeBeanie era, which he has been a long time head coach and started this program foundation 10 years ago. Hard to believe that Mike DeBeanie did that. And obviously, for those that have not heard yet, Mike DeBeanie had to step out of the role, head coach role, due to wanting to focus more of his health. And so Gene Taylor makes the hire athletic director at K-State to turn to successful. Looking at that resume, Colin Corbin coming from St. Louis. I mentioned it a little bit in part one, which you can go back and find that. Colin Corbin, let's see. Also, prior to St. Louis, I'm picking back up on some of her stops. Wyoming, in Laramie, back in 2021, the Cowgirls, Wyoming Cowgirls, to 8 wins, equaling the most wins by a first-year head coach in that program. That's not much, but I don't know much about Wyoming soccer, but I don't know much about Wyoming soccer. I don't know sports, K-State, right? So prior to that, Corbin was an associate head coach at James Madison from 2018. I know we're going backwards in the time machine a little bit, but bear with me for a few minutes. 2018 to 2020, James Madison, and was the assistant coach at Arizona State. Of course, Arizona State is in this conference now, the Big 12, in 2016. And then Cal State Northridge, 2014 to 15. She also back up James Madison. She helped James Madison win the 2018 Colonial Athletic Association regular season title, coaching the Duke's goalkeepers to the top of the league in shutouts with 7. And we definitely have a goalkeeper that is top notch here in this program. We talked about her so much here that I can't think of her name off the top of my head right now, but we've had a solid goalkeeper for that really goalkeeping play really for the last several years. For K-State women's soccer, Corbin played. She also played collegiately D1, Oregon State. She was a 2-time NSCAA All-American honors as a goalkeeper. So trying to pair the two together there. So we obviously have strong goalkeeper play. She, Coach Corbin, also goalkeeper. So I can already tell where this is going. Look, K-State women's soccer has a defense and a good and a solid and really for last under Mike DeBeanie, last 5-6 years have had good defensive play and good solid goalkeeper play. Damn it. Again, now I think of her name. Right now, I'm going to go back. Hold up. I'm going to go back real quick. This is going to bother. It's going to bother me for a minute. Timeout for a second. It's going to bother me for a minute. Let me see if I find that name real quick. She was in the Olympics this past year. I can't think of her name right now. Let's see. 2025. What? Hang on a second. Sorry. Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Sorry. Yeah, so Murphy Sheaf. And I don't see her on the 2025 roster for whatever reason. So, that's interesting enough. She had at least one more year. So, I don't know if that is confirmed or not. We'll have to stay tuned on that. But, yeah, Murphy Sheaf, she's been solid. Very solid. For this, let me go back to that here on my laptop screen for a moment. Yeah, we'll have to stay tuned on that. And I find that really interesting there because, yeah, Murphy Sheaf has been very good, goalkeeping wise for this case, for the case they won the soccer program. So we'll have to see about that. Yeah, but anyways, here, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Colleen Corbin, the new women's head coach, women's soccer. Gene Taylor made the hire a few days ago. Well, probably it didn't come to my attention. It came to my attention last weekend, so it was probably last week. It was officially announced yesterday. The start of a new era in women's soccer here at Kansas State University. Yeah, so back to Corbin's resume as a player. In single season records for goals against average and shutouts, she helped lead the Beavers to 3 NCAA tournament appearances, including the round of 16 back in 2009. Corbin is a 2012 graduate of Oregon State with a bachelor's degree in education, and she is from Canada. I know it has a... It probably not. What's his role with it? La Canada, California. Now, again, that's with a certain way to say it. But she's from California native. Went on to play 2 seasons of professional soccer. Was a part of the Western New York Flash team that captured a women's Premier Soccer League title, and she played for the Boston Breakers of the National Women's Soccer League there as well. And let's go to St. Louis head coach. Current head coach now, Katie Shields, taking over for Colleen Corbin at that spot. So, quote, K-State made a tremendous decision in hiring Colleen. I am grateful for the time we spent together here at St. Louis. She is an elite recruiter that brings passion and intensity to helping student athletes fulfill their potential. Her diversity of experience and expertise will be a tremendous asset hold up, to the K-State program, and I look forward to watching her build something special in Manhattan. So you say you get it right straight from the source right there. Katie Shields now taking over the spot that was once held by, damn it, once held by Colin Corbin there at St. Louis. So you're getting it right there on the spot. This is the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. I apologize for that, but we're going to keep on moving here. Eddie Greer III for this podcast. Yeah, we're going to step aside real quick. We're going to finish up on the other side of this break. This is the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. We're back here on the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Apologize for this disjointed episode, but we're going to roll with it. With punches like usual on this particular podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Colin Corbin, the new K-State Women's Soccer Head Coach, which obviously opens up a new era for women's soccer in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. Yeah, so picking where I left off here before I wrap this up here for any other interruptions come over here. But yeah, so you get it right there from the source. Katie Shields, now the head coach at St. Louis. So yeah, they worked together. Katie and Colleen did at the time over there. So yeah, so there's that as well. And we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up with Joshua Walter Sr., who is the women's soccer head coach over at James Madison. Quote, I am excited for Colleen and Nick, along with the players at Kansas State. Colleen is very passionate and caring coach that seeks to develop the culture of the program along with the competitiveness on the field. She will pour herself into this project and impact everyone around her. What I also love about for the players is that Colleen has done everything as a player they dream about doing as a collegiate and professional level. As a coach, she is a winner and knows how to win championships. This is a fantastic hire for K-State. Oh, what in the world just happened? Again, I just said a few moments ago, interruptions, and now I'm looking at, my podcast studio is in the basement, and the lights on the street just went out. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. But anyways, yeah, the recorder's rolling. We're rolling here on this podcast. But you see already here, K-State needs to take it onto the next level. They need to make it. They need to take that next step. Obviously, Mike DeBeanie built the foundation. And now, with this hire, Gene Taylor struck gold with the hires. If you've not followed along, you're a fan of K-State, if you're not, you've been in and out with the hires of Jason Mansfield, obviously, volleyball. You got Jerome Tang on the basketball court. On that, but you still have Jeff Mitty to hold over. But Jeff Mitty's continuing to do Jeff Mitty things over there and inheriting a very talented roster right now. And the K-State Women's basketball team, 9-1, heading this weekend, as I've seen it recording this on Friday night. But, yeah, this soccer team, now again, I don't know why Murphy Sheaf is not on the current, on the 2025 roster. Again, with everything else, with Mike DeBeanie, everything else, you're going to get people in the trailer portal and whatnot. So hopefully not, but it screams to me that obviously every coach is all about winning. I have said that on whether it's women's soccer or football, everybody's all about winning. But it seems here that Colleen has a strong resume as a player and as a coach currently now, and we're lucky, we're fortunate to have her. Now, again, I haven't met the person, so I can go off of what other coaches are saying that have worked with her in this impressive resume. So, again, like the Jason Mansfield hire 2 years ago on the volleyball side, impressive resume. He's been a part of championship winning culture. That's where women's soccer needs. They needed this change. And obviously, Mike DeBeanie, all the credit again, one more time, goes to him for that. But now, for K-State now, they need to make that hire. So luckily, they made a hire. So we're going to wrap this up. So we're going to wrap this thing up here real quick. So before we get too bonkers on here. But yeah, so I just wanted to dive on in a little bit more to finish off the rest of Colleen Corbin's resume off a little bit. before, before she gets going with her season. But obviously, we'll get Alex's thoughts on it on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S podcast. Again, Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. All right. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast or the Podbean app. So we have a fresh episode, and once this comes out tomorrow, you should be able to find that. So I encourage all listeners of this podcast to go get that listen. Especially you love your K-State Wildcats, you want more bonus coverage, not just about football and men's basketball. We try to cover everything here on this podcast. Go over there and check it out. Over on the Podbean app with myself and Alex Aiden. And we were going to do a women's episode, but that's going to get pushed over to next week. So we'll get that scheduled out and we'll hammer that out as well as where K-State football is going to bowl-wise for the postseason 2024-25. That's going to wrap things up with this soccer edition of the Purple Project Podcast, All Things K-State. Thank you again for bearing with me on this episode. Crazy. Already crazy evening already here. Lights going out and everything else on the street. And just like that. And lights coming on. That's good. And the lights do come on here as well. All right. Time to wrap this up. Well, I'm already wrapping it up there. Another interruption there again. Apologize for that. So, yeah. But Colin Corbin, more importantly, Colin Corbin, Gene Taylor, athletic director at K-State. Next hire. This second coach ever in K-State women's soccer history. Colleen Corbin, the new women's head coach at K-State Women's Soccer. And, excited to see what's going to happen. This is going to happen. Impressive resume and all that. We'll see what happens as she brings her championship pedigree to Manhattan, Kansas. Alex Aiden out there in Southern California, Aiden Greer, finally here in K-State, Missouri. Another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast is in the books, finally. Enjoy y'all weekend. And we'll be back talking to y'all throughout, of course, the rest of this weekend. Go Cats.